coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation. It's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report for today. It's Friday. Eric the Tech, it's Friday. We're already a couple of days into December. It's Friday. How is Happy Friday, man.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Great week of episodes. I want to thank everyone for tuning in. Earlier in the week, of course, talking about Fauci and the fact that he's played us all, named names earlier in the week about the global cabal of the military, industrial, pharmaceutical, medical, whatever, congressional complex, all of these elitists, the party of Davos. I want to, today, I've got a special treat for you today. The entire program today, Austin Brower is going to be joining me, and he's going to be riding with me the entire day, okay, the entire program, that is. So that's a treat, but I want to open the show with something because I spoke this week and about the exposing the frauds. And hopefully I was able to expose some of the frauds. The shows, I think it was on Tuesday, Monday and Tuesday, I believe it was, Monday and Tuesday, the first segments. Please watch them if you haven't watched them. I even combined on Spreaker, I combined Monday and Tuesday's first segments about the exposure of Fauci and his colleagues. And there's an audio on that on Spreaker. So please send that to everyone you know. Harass your family with it. But I wanted to just address this today. And this is especially poignant. I mean, we can go over headlines any day. The headlines are always going to be there. They're going to be different, of course. But the end game here, the end game is the complete destruction of the majority of the population, most assuredly, the Christian, conservative Christian population, and by the globalists, and those remaining being subjugated to this system of tyranny. But here's how to tell, in my view, that the party of Davos, the globalists, the evil satanic cabal, they're losing control of the narrative. Now, that makes them very dangerous. Because anytime, especially when you're investigating like a criminal conspiracy, or you're engaged in investigating a person who's a criminal, and you've got them cornered, but not in custody, but cornered, they become very dangerous, or have the capability of becoming very dangerous. Or they could just say, heck with it, and just, you know. But what we're seeing, I think, on a global scale is this group of individuals, they are losing the narrative. And here's how you can tell. Here's Exhibit A. This happened earlier in the week. This was, I believe this did appear on Conservative Treehouse. I'm not so sure. I looked at a lot. So before I bring Austin Brower in, I want to address this. This is Eric the Tech. Before I go in any further, I want to mention too, this weekend, 7 p.m. Eastern time, we're having a patron meeting Sunday. It's all right. It's Friday. Give me a break. It's Friday. So Sunday, Patreon meeting for Patreon members. I'll get this right. So that's going to be this Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern. Just watch your email for the link to that meeting. Gonna have a good time on that. A lot of information to share with you folks on during that meeting. All right. So, as I said, the globalists, they're losing the war on information. Now, there's obviously still some sheep out there, and Austin and I are going to be talking about this. But I want you to take a look at this. This is from the Northern. This is from Australia. Australia should serve as a bellwether to the entire West, including and especially Canada and the United States, as to what is in our future with respect to these quarantines, these lockdowns. You heard Biden yesterday, Thursday, talking about this. But, you know, if Well, I'll tell you what. Let this speak for itself. This is out of the Australia, Northern Territory, Australia. Chief Minister attacks international trolls for misinformation about army, about the army forcing vaccination. Watch this.
I know we are all very aware of the huge amount of misinformation spreading online in the last few days. I don't really want to lean into the lies that are being spread, although given these press conferences generally get spliced up by international trolls, hello to all conspiracy theorists overseas watching this, please get a life. I don't want to go into their lies because that just gives them more oxygen and their lies are dangerous. So I'll just say a few things about this. I acknowledge local media for their informative and respectful coverage. Hard questions get asked without innocent, anxious people being demonized or deceived. I know there are ridiculous, untrue rumors about the ADF's involvement. As we all know, they aren't carrying weapons, they are carrying fresh food for people. And the ADF is just one small part of an absolutely extraordinary effort that is underway to care for our communities. There's obviously a lot of crap spreading about the Centre for National Resilience. As we all know, Howard Springs is the gold standard facility in Australia for COVID quarantine and care. Thousands and thousands of Australians have stayed there. Footy stars and rappers have stayed there. It's where our Olympians quarantined. It's Australia's best, which is why it's also used for our first Australians. So I urge people not to worry about the insane, unhinged stuff that's spreading online and that overwhelmingly comes from people who don't live here and know nothing about us. 99.99% of the BS that's flying around the internet about the territory is coming from flogs outside the territory, mostly America, Canada and the UK. People who have nothing better to do than make up lies about us because their own lives are so small and so sad. We don't need to pay any more attention to them. We don't need to listen to them. Listen instead to the powerful words of the traditional owners from yesterday. They said, "We are in lockdown because we are in the biggest fight of our lives. We are trying to keep safe. We are trying to do the right thing by the community and Catherine. You are doing the right thing. We are so, so grateful that you are. And we cannot wait to see you again on the other side of this. We all know what this is for. We are trying to protect the oldest continuous living culture on the planet. We have tens of thousands of years of history, law, custom, and song to keep alive. And if anybody thinks that we are going to be distracted or intimidated by tinfoil hat wearing tossers singing in their parents' basements in Florida, then you do not know us Territorians. Thank you."
Wow. Austin Brower, I think he was talking about you. Living in Florida, living in your basement.
Well, I just want to clarify because, I mean, obviously he's so educated and he knows so much about culture. We don't have basements in Florida. The water table's 3 feet below the ground. You can't build basements in Florida. Just thought I would throw that out there and kind of, you know, help him out with his geographical error on that. And secondly, no, this isn't coming from clowns that are living in basements that are in Florida, because quite frankly, they'd be drowning if they were. And secondly, what about the videos that are coming out of Australia from the Aborigines that are saying they're being forcibly extracted and the children are being injected? What about the photos coming out of the quarantine camps telling people that they have to pay money and pay fines in order to stay in quarantine camps simply because they may have been in contact with somebody who may have COVID and they're forcibly being detained there? What about the photos of people talking about how they were put on a bus with no windows and brought to an undisclosed location and they are not allowed to leave? They're being held against their will, and the continual lies about it's for your protection and your safety when it's a virus in one of the healthiest countries in the world because of the D3 sunlight that they get with a 99.9997% survival rate, and you're locking down, restricting, quarantining, and as he clearly admitted, they're hauling people off to quarantine centers because it's for their protection. I saw an article that came out first thing this morning from The Guardian, and it made me laugh. It was from The Guardian, and it said, "Omicron variant Australia. they've confirmed four cases of the new COVID strain emerges. And it goes on to say how there were some people that flew into Australia and how they've all been quarantined now because, and I quote, this is what the article said, genomic testing on Sunday confirmed two overseas travelers who arrived in Sydney on Saturday night were infected with a new COVID variant. Now, I want to clarify something real quick here. This, they're saying on Sunday that they used a new genomic testing. So they went in and they just apparently found this out on Friday, Thursday or Friday of last week. And all of a sudden, on Sunday, they already have top-of-the-line genomic testing to specifically isolate this new variant that they don't even know what it is. There's significant research, and if you look at virology, you can tell and research it. When you have viruses, you can isolate all types of specific genomes on them. You can break down different viruses and pretty much say, well, this is a variant because this genome's moved. You can change this. You can change this. It's super easy. Now, here's the kicker on that article. Both passengers that had the genomic testing that showed they were positive for Omicron, the new Transformer COVID version, both passengers were fully asymptomatic when they arrived and are now being isolated in quarantine, and both were fully vaccinated. So they both had been fully injected, and they neither one of them had any symptoms whatsoever. They were simply just forced to take a test that they then went and they dug into it with however many cycles on a PCR test to try to find a specific genome, and then suddenly found the Omicron Transformer COVID variant. And now they're being quarantined because they were perfectly healthy, fully vaccinated, and they showed up at an airport and were forced to take a test against their will and are now being quarantined. But again, remember, Doug, it's for your protection. It's for your safety. You got to remember that, man. It's for their safety. You know, we can't be making fun of them. I got to get out of my parents' non-existent basement because apparently I'm wearing a tinfoil hat and I'm spreading rumors when I simply repeat the facts of what their own citizens say online about what's really going on. So I guess, you know, that's my fault. I need to be more aware and crawl out of this basement that's waterlogged when I'm drowning in right now.
Well, Austin, I'm not sure. Okay, but I think you do have a hidden basement, and you know, we've got to investigate. But nonetheless, you're a troll from Florida, and really chief premier of Australia's Northern Territory, Gunner, is really hacked off at you. But no worries. On my end, I'm safe from people stealing my thoughts. Compliments of Eric the Tech, the engineer.
Well, but I mean, in reality, Doug, I mean, in full reality with this, it's obviously clear when they popped this out Friday afternoon, A, they did it specifically right during the Thanksgiving rush. They did it to push the markets back. They did it to try to scare everybody that was traveling. You can't play this out any better if you were building a movie preview that you're going to release, because that's really what this is. It's done incredibly well. It's like another repeated sequel that everybody's seen and everybody knows what's going to happen, but they still want to see it anyways because you don't really have a choice. You know, it's like when they make these horror movies and they have like number 5 and number 6 and number 7 and number 8, and people still go to them. They still go to them. Why? I don't know. But again, this is what we're seeing right now, is the level of fear has to be pumped up. And it's what you said at the beginning of the show. A lot of people, I personally think, have started to really wake up. I look at a lot of forums. I look at a lot of comment sections and different articles. I do that intentionally because I want to see, A, who's trolling, and also on social media, who's trolling, and also what real responses are from real pages, real people. And Doug, I have to say, over the last week or so, the vast majority of stuff that I've looked at on different pages and comments, probably 70, 80% of them, have all been pretty much the consensus is, we're tired of this. How about we just stop participating? Everybody's got COVID, or they've had COVID, they've been exposed to COVID, they're recovering from COVID. And there's no doubt about it. It's a respiratory virus that you need to keep your immune system very highly bolstered. You need to make sure you're exercising and breathing fresh air and not breathing through a doggone dirty, wet, moist mask for 8 to 10 hours a day. That's very clear. I talked to another friend of mine the other day who lives up north and constantly battering him about wearing a mask, wearing a mask, wearing a mask, wearing a mask, wearing a mask. He got a bacterial pneumonia again for the second time. No COVID, no flu, no nothing. Bacterial pneumonia. Finally told the company, he's like, dude, I'm done wearing a mask. I'm like, well, you're not injected. He said, cool story. You're going to fire me and discriminate against me, against my religious beliefs. It's my religious belief now that I'm not going to wear a face covering anymore. How about that? And he's fighting with him now about it. And he said, dude, I've had enough. He goes, it's very clear the masks are causing much more health problems than they're helping anything. There's numerous research out here, even from the UK. I talked about the professor, I think earlier this week in our show, where he said the masks do absolutely nothing. Now, suddenly, out of nowhere, we got Moderna, we got Pfizer, we got another one they came out with. They all suddenly now have a new vaccine booster that's going to be ready in the next couple weeks. It's going to fight off the COVID Omicron transformer variant that just happened to pop up out of nowhere that nobody seemed to actually been able to isolate. They just simply find a genome sequence that they can put into an algorithm, because a lot of people don't realize this. They're not finding a new virus under a microscope. They're putting this into a computer algorithm, and these computers bring up these different types of options, almost like different layers, different cycles, different genomes that can be options of this. And they say, well, this could possibly be this. There's no new virus that's been discovered under any circumstances. The same thing with the Delta variant. And until people start actually questioning and waking up and pulling their head out of the sand and realize this is going to keep happening. The new booster's coming out. I saw the article right here. Where was it? Oh, Pfizer. Pfizer's CEO, Albert Bourla, declared Monday, the most likely scenario in the future is annual revaccination for COVID with boosters every single year. You now have Rochelle Walensky, the CDC director. Remember back in, I think it was September, October, when the FDA panel board voted unanimously against booster shots. They said they don't have any efficacy. They're not working. They don't think they're necessary. And then the FDA turned around and they approved booster shots for high-risk individuals, people over 60, healthcare workers. When they said this is going to affect like 100 million people. Well, now she's come out now, beginning of the week, and she said today the CDC is strengthening its recommendation on booster doses for individuals and everyone over 18 years of age and older. The recent emergence of the Omicron transformer made-up variant, I'll put that in there, further emphasizes the importance of vaccinations and boosters to protect against COVID-19. Well, didn't you just had Fauci and numerous other clowns the other day say that the vaccines aren't working as they needed, and Bill Gates saying the vaccines aren't working? But you need to keep getting your booster. But then the Omicron variant booster will be here soon. You need to get that one. Oh, and Pfizer Moderna just came out with their new COVID pill. And that's got a lot of promise, but that's going to go against it too. So we need to make sure you're taking your pill every day. You're taking your booster every month. You stay at home. You wear a mask and you don't leave. Because again, it's science. It's science, Doug. And if you don't believe science, well, you're just an irrational, neo-Nazi, racist, transphobic, hating individual. And you just don't belong in society if you don't believe science. I mean, that's just a fact now.
Exactly. that last sentence is great. But another adjective in there, and it would have been really a trifecta. Anyway, yeah. So first of all, you start out talking about the masks. And all week I've been saying this, and I'm going to say it again today, you know, Friday. Here for the weekend, folks, on NIH's own website, 52 studies exist. They find that ordinary masking using less than an N95 respirator mask does nothing, zero, nada, okay? Nothing to reduce viral infection rates, period, end of story. Now, to what you said, and again, I've been talking all week about this, and I know folks are sick and tired of me talking about this, but hey, also on the same website, 25 additional studies. And Austin, I mean, here it is. Attribute to masking this cauldron, this litany of problems, of harmful things, including respiratory, immune system illnesses, dermatological, dental, gastrointestinal. Oh, that's going to be fun. And psychological injuries. Now, out of those 25, 14 of those studies are randomized peer-reviewed placebo studies as well. So this is not just I think it is, so I'm going to say it is. So that's number one. And number two, about the Pfizer and the ownership. You know, Dr. David Martin, I talked about this week as well. This right here is a list of patents, and it's interesting because when you look at the various patents and you follow the money, you follow the patents, you find a pattern. And I better put this on while I'm doing this here. Okay, so the CDC, folks, and Austin, They own 57 vaccine patents. They spend $4.9 out of $12 billion annual budget buying and distributing, guess what, vaccines, or what they call vaccines. The National Institute of Health, they own hundreds of vaccine patents right here, and often profit from the sale of products they supposedly regulate. High-level officials, from Fauci to his colleagues to others in the government, receive up to $150,000 in what they would call royalty payments on products that they help develop, and then they usher through the approval process. And there it is on your screen. The FDA receives 45% of its budget from the pharmaceutical industry. So there, neener, neener, neener. Okay, we just told you what the motivation is, at least the surface motivation, with respect to what's going on. So you're absolutely correct, 100% correct. Yes.
Dude, you've got to send me one of those hats. I need one. I need one. My basement's big enough.
They're available on our website for $99.95, and that's a steal, okay, because they're super they're super protective. This is double ply. This is double ply aluminum foil. Okay, double ply. It's the not the cheap stuff. This is, plus you get a free mask with this.
Oh, better.
And a surgical mask.
You give me two masks, Doug. Two masks with that, you got yourself a deal. I'm gonna buy the inventory you got.
Done. I'll tell you what, we're living in a circus, a clown world, and it's like the clown cars, you know. And you mentioned something earlier, and I'm going to kind of, I want to explore this a little bit. You know, I peruse the forums and message boards, and of course, you know, I use a VPN and the specific browser, and I'll go into the dark web, and I'll go into different places and just see what's going on out there. And you're right. A lot of people are saying, you know what? Screw this. I'm done. We're done with this. I'm done with this. These lockdowns and stuff, the masks and stuff. But then there's the other element out there. And can you address this? There's this element of people out there who saying, well, you know, for example, I didn't invite my family over for Thanksgiving because one refuses to wear a mask, the other one doesn't. They refuses the vaccine, and they're anti-science and so on. And that segment seems to be so dug in, man. You know, so how do we? I mean, the more I look at this, the more I'm thinking, you know what? We got to have a civil war. I'm not saying we have to have. It's going to end up in a civil war because neither side, I mean, I'm not budging from my position. They're not budging from their position. Is an equitable or a peaceful divorce possible? I don't think so. Man, you know, so, I mean, Austin, help me out here, man. Talk about that.
Well, you bring up an interesting topic because you're exactly right. The hardcore left branch COVIDians now, that, I mean, they live in their fantasy loony land of, you know, the giant COVID world. A lot of them, and I've said this repeatedly, they absolutely, not only do they believe everything, they don't want COVID to end. COVID has given them this great sense of purpose. Not only do they have this virtue signaling where they can run around and wear their sticker and wear their Band-Aid of their next, you know, 58th booster they've got by 2030, and they get to run around with their triple mask on with their saying on it, and they get to run around and point their finger at people and say, you're a grandma killer because you're breathing fresh air and you're healthy and you're walking around. They've got this new sense of entitlement, to where they really, I think, have taken in this persona of this COVID fighter, so to speak. And I mean that sincerely. And so not only is it the fact that they don't want to hear the truth and they want to believe the lie. Hold on a second. I almost got my iPad. There we go. They don't want to believe the lie. It's the fact that they won't. Even if they knew it was a lie, they don't want to give up their newly established role in society of the great COVID fighter, which is what they are now. And the problem is, these people from the very beginning, really, and I'm not being derogatory or mean, you know, I'm not trying to be, but they really had nothing to be proud of before. most of them didn't have any type of goals, any type of desires. Most of them weren't Christians from what I've seen. They're usually far left liberals that are very, very miserable people. And now they've got this newfound fighting abilities where they're the giant COVID fighter. They get to tell everybody, you put a mask on. You need to wear your mask in front of me. I saw a video the other day. It was a dad started recording, I guess, right after the incident. He was in Walmart and he's with his daughter. I don't know if you saw this or not.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Let me have to play that a second. It was so far bizarre. If you can cue it up in a minute here. So the guy, this total creep wearing double mask, apparently right before this, he pulls out his phone and starts taking photos of this man's daughter, who's like Hunter's age, like 5-6-year-old daughter, and the guy, because they're not wearing masks. Well, the dad pulls out his phone and flips it on and says, bro, why are you taking photos of my minor daughter without my consent? I didn't know what you're doing. And the guy basically starts running away from him in Walmart, running away, holding a thing of toilet paper, running down the aisles like a hysterical lunatic. And he finally gets the guy cornered. He goes, dude, what are you doing? Why are you taking photos of my daughter? He goes, I don't want to die. I don't want to die. Get away from me. And I mean, it was the most bizarre display of lunacy. But the problem was, after I watched it, you kind of laugh when you watch it because it's really funny. But then when you get done watching it, you realize the guy wasn't joking. He wasn't kidding. He truly had lost his marbles. And it's like, how many individuals out there have entered this realm now to where they truly believe this, to where you think you have the right to start recording a minor because she's not wearing a mask to do what? To prove that you're some type of virtual signaling COVID knight and you're running around trying to tag people that haven't worn a mask because they are smart and they want to breathe fresh air and they don't consent to being muzzled like a dog. It showed me, wow, the mainstream media, the brainwashing really, really has successfully worked to a level that we never thought possible. And I don't think we've ever really seen in this country, Doug, to this level of just psyop that is completely and totally taken over a huge portion of the country. And they don't even realize it happened. They're so brain dead and so brainwashed. I don't think they've actually been able to step out of their fantasy world anymore. And to those people, yeah, you're exactly right. Kick the dust off your shoes. Don't associate, speak with them, or even try to talk to them, because they're never going to listen to anything you have to say.
You know, yeah. And by the way, we're looking for that clip. Folks, you've got to see it in case you haven't. And if you have, you know exactly what we're talking about. But I know a lot of people haven't seen it. They're trying to keep things like this. The reaction, when I watched that, to me, that's one of the most, I mean, you talk about mass psychosis, that would be Exhibit A, and how, it also speaks to the, in my view, it speaks to the, feminization of the male species. I when I saw that, I thought, man, this guy must be, a real wuss.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Eric the Tech does have it. Okay. God bless you, my friend. I'll tell you what, for a Friday, you really are working, putting
over. He's fast.
He is. You ready to play it? Yeah, I think so. Okay. He says, I think this is it. Well, I'll tell you in the first, it should be a guy at Walmart.
Hey, guy.
Yeah,
hey, guys. Tell me why you were taking pictures of me and my daughter.
Excuse me.
Why were you taking pictures of me and my daughter? I want to know. Please tell me. Just tell me and I'll leave you alone.
If I can stay alive.
Tell me and I'll leave you alone. Why are you taking pictures of my daughter? Tell me with your six masks. Can you just tell me?
Yes. Well, I can stay alive, please.
So you can stay alive? That's why you're taking pictures of my minor daughter?
Yes, please.
He was taking pictures of me and my minor daughter.
Can I
No,
have
because you felt brave taking pictures, but now you want to run. Tell me. Yeah, you look scared now, huh?
Yeah,
you're real brave now, aren't you?
No, I'm...
Oh, you're real brave with your 90 masks on. Sorry about that. Here he is, everybody. Here is the man that took a picture of my minor daughter because he said he was scared because she didn't have a mask on. Because she didn't have a mask on. So you think it's okay to take pictures of my little girl? You think that's acceptable behavior, sir?
I took a picture because you weren't wearing a mask. I deleted it. You know that.
Sir,
so leave me alone, please.
You don't have to worry. I'm not going to do anything stupid. Well, I appreciate that. Yes. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you, my network.
Can I see a second
out? This is incredible, guys. This is what they've done to our society. This is incredible. Dude, he's got like 9 masks on.
For those listening, this is a Walmart in the state of Oregon.
Here, we'll make more room for you, man. That's like 9 feet right there. You're free to go. No one's stopping you.
Now watch.
Yeah, this. Because you started this, man. If you didn't want this smoke, then you shouldn't have started it. You didn't. But look at how afraid he is of COVID, guys. Holy cow! Look at how frightened he is. He was sure.
Austin, I'm sure if that would have been you, and I know for sure me. Okay, if I have my minor granddaughter with me. And somebody snaps a picture of her, okay, they're going to be spending a whole lot of money and a lot of time with a surgeon attempting to take out the phone from the orifice, one of the orifices.
I think the dad handled that very professionally. I mean, as far as, and I'm glad he recorded it, because the world and the country needs to see how stupid people are starting to look that are acting like this and really realize, is this really the country that we want to live in? Is this really what we want to deem as now, successful? This is the new normal. Is this really what people think? Because this is what they're doing. This is 100% mainstream media's fault. Day in, day out for 2 years now, they've said the same BS every single day. And what's interesting, I pulled up the CDC numbers the other day from total deaths. Across the United States, total deaths, unrelated to any specific reason, total number of recorded deaths. So you look back at 2018, there were 2,839,206. That was an increase of 1% or 25,703 increased deaths from the year before. 2019 had 2,855,000 deaths. That was an increase of 15,794 from the year before. 2020. Big 2020, 2,913,144. That was an increase of 58,144. So there was an extra 58,000 deaths over the year before. Well, the million-dollar question, I've asked this to numerous individuals, where was the 360,000 COVID deaths in 2020 factored into these numbers? Because they don't exist. I can't find them. I cannot find a single recorded true document. Now, there's all these manipulated graphs which say the death rate in the United States and the percentage rate, if you calculate it based on this factor and the people that actually were still alive and people that had comorbidities, but if they didn't die from this faction and they did die from that faction, it's gone higher. The death rate's gone. It's gone higher. And I'm like, no. I want to know real deaths, real people that actually died, total number. And the truth is, the numbers aren't there. All last year was, and I can guarantee you this year is going to end up, will be higher. This year will be higher for the main reason, and the word that comes to mind is remdesivir. They're intentionally trying to figure out how to kill more people this year. Last year ended up being a giant spoof. The majority of people that got sick and actually died were already very sick and more than likely were not going to have a long lifespan. Remember, they came in with the research that said 92% of the people that died had two or more comorbidities. It was like 80-something percent of the people that had died were morbidly obese. So you got individuals who are probably already on their last leg with diabetes, with cardiovascular disease, with pancreatic cancer, with all types of health problems. And COVID killed some of them off. COVID didn't kill some of them off. But what they tried to do was they tried to twist the numbers and subvert them. So all of a sudden, well, the flu death never existed. Certain cardiac events never existed on the graph. And everything transitioned into COVID. Well, the problem when you manipulate a total graph like that, when the numbers don't go up significantly, is the numbers don't go up significantly. All you do is move certain sections and different decimals and points into other sections of the graph to fit your narrative. But at the end of the day, the numbers don't go up drastically. And that's exactly what we saw in 2020. Well, 2021, they knew that they had to change something because people called them out. I called it out last year. I've called it out all this year long, and I wanted to bring that up again. Well, this year now, what they've done is almost every single person, even non-vaccinated, if you go in the hospital and you're having a respiratory incident, they automatically deem you as a COVID case. Even if you don't test positive for COVID, you're automatically a COVID case, and they put you on remdesivir, and they put you on an antibiotic, and they blow your kidneys, and they blow your liver out, and within 3 to 5 days, you're unbelievably sick. They put you on a ventilator. Within 96 hours, it's like, what, I think 9 out of 10 people die within 96 hours out of the final treatment of a ventilator after they've been on remdesivir. It's pretty much, when you go on a ventilator, you're dead. That's just what they do to you in the
pretty
hospital.
Pretty much,
now.
Yep.
I've personally watched it happen, and multiple people, including friends yep. that I know, that pleaded, try to get me out of the hospital. I said, dude, we're doing everything we can. They won't let us in. They're basically trespass warning me. They won't let us in the hospital. They said, get me out of here. They're freaking killing me, man. And I said, I know. 2 days later, dead. And it's like and what they did was they turned the medical industrial complex into a full-blown prison this year. They literally refused to let people leave because they said, you're COVID positive. You're being quarantined here. You can't leave. Well, I don't want remdesivir. No. Remdesivir is for your protection. It's for your health. We're helping you. I don't want it. Well, I understand you don't want it, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't even matter if you consent to it. It's standard care. We have to give it to you because it's standard care. You go, you're going to kill me with it. No, I'm not going to kill you with it. It's for your protection. We're going to save you with it. 4 days later, 5 days later, dead. And it's been...
I'll tell you, remdesivir, and I don't know how many people know this, okay? This is the brainchild and the product of Anthony Fauci and NIAID, NIH. Now, here's the deal with remdesivir. It has no clinical efficacy against what is known as COVID. And there's been many studies done on this. Worse, it's a deadly poison. Expensive poison at that, at $3,000 per treatment. In fact, the remdesivir's wholesale cost is roughly 1,000 times more costly than hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin and ivermectin. And in order for Fauci to sabotage hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, say, you know, no, you can't use those. Under the federal rules for the emergency use authorization, FDA's recognition of hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, their efficacy would have to be shown to be absolutely, you know, zero. And the numbers were skewed to do just that, despite the fact that ivermectin is on table 2E at the NIH's own website as being a remedy. Okay. So now here's the kicker. I just want to point this out. You have to ask yourself, well, why would Fauci do this? Well, the NIAID and the CDC, having just spent $79 million developing remdesivir for Gilead, might that have something to do with this? Gilead is a company in which Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation owns a $6.5 million stake. So, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is engaged heavily in pushing remdesivir, as is Fauci, NIH, and NIAID. And that's what's known as the death protocol at the hospitals, along with ventilation. So you're absolutely right. Absolutely right. And by the way, going back to that video, folks, if that guy was so scared, man, you know what? I would offer to buy. In fact, I'll do this. If you can prove to me that you're the guy in that video, the guy running away, I will do this. I will buy you the immune system support package from Health Masters because you got to be so scared, okay, that at least this will give you some peace of mind. And I'll even throw in Ultimate Multiple some other things for you. So just contact me at studio@hagmanreport.com. So, folks, here's what we need to do, though. we need to take advantage of taking care of our own health, and that's where Health Masters comes in. Healthmasters.com. Austin Brower does a great job. Him and his dad have a daily radio show. And folks, if you're not tuned into that, you're missing out on a whole bunch. If you look at the website up there in the top right, the blue area there, you can click on that. And of course, you can listen to all of the shows, the archive shows and the current shows and what have you. But in the center there where the products are, you can see right now on sale, super sale, the magnesium brain food, which I obviously need, the vitamin C powder, oh my gosh, is on sale as well, along with the immune system support kit. Folks, the immune system support kit is so critical for you in fighting off viruses, including but not limited to whatever flavor variant there is out there. So go to healthmasters.com. That's healthmasters.com and stock up today. How did you do last week with Thanks Five and the Thanksgiving? Did you do okay? I mean, are people starting to say, hey, I got to take care of my own health now? I mean,
yeah, we saw a decent weekend. It wasn't anything abnormal or over the top, but we had a lot of people take advantage of the sale. A lot of people bought a lot of the kits because, you know, it was full, you know, come one, come all with the coupon code. Everything was on the table. So a lot of people bought kits and stocked up on some stuff. A lot of people bought food buckets. I think more and more people are starting to basically understand what's going on and what's happening. And one thing I wanted to add, though, Doug, on top of that, including, yes, the magnesium brain food. I had a lot of emails and requests for that product. So I put it on sale right now for 20% off on the website at healthmasters.com for you guys this Friday, simply because I had a lot of requests for it. It's a very popular product. It's going to be up for a short time only. The product's very expensive, my cost, but we did put it on sale for everybody, over 20% off. However, no coupons can be used on it. At that price point, by the time I do free shipping, any more of a discount, I'm literally handing the product, or I'm giving it away, depending on how expensive it is to ship. A lot of people don't understand. Well, I think a lot of people are starting to understand. They're feeling it, but most people don't realize our shipping costs are astronomical because we still offer free shipping on orders over $125 or more. And, you know, we haven't changed that. You know, and if it's not $125, it's only $8.95, which, by the way, if you've gone to the post office or the UPS store anytime soon and you try to mail something, you'll get a real reality check how far $8.95 will actually ship something for you. So we thank you for the support on that. And yeah, be sure to check out the magnesium brain food, and the Doug 5 is active as well, but that's only on non-sale items, usually per normal on that.
What do you, I got to ask you this, what do you mix the magnesium brain food in, personally? What's your
great question? If you want to know that. So I use it twice a day.
Right.
I use it in my protein shake. Actually, I use it three times a day now, but it depends on my day, my platform, at least two, sometimes three. If I drink a shake in the morning, I throw it in a protein shake before I go. I wake up in the morning if I'm running tight on time. Normally, I like to eat eggs in the morning. I love eggs. I like to eat whole eggs, over easy eggs, first thing in the morning, like four of them. But if I don't eat eggs, I throw in a shake. My primary time where I use the magnesium is when we train, especially when we're doing a lot of cardiovascular training, outdoor training. I mix a scoop of the magnesium brain food, a scoop of the HGH stimulate, and a scoop of the muscle blast in one of our 30-ounce shakers. And I drink that throughout the entire workout. What I found was that concoction worked really well. I've had like hardcore, like pro athletes try that stack while they're training, and they're impressed on how effective it is, and especially with no caffeine and what it does for energy, muscle endurance, reduces cramping, helps out with overall strength, and helps out with significant muscle endurance when you're trying to go to failure or you're trying to achieve a certain goal or PR. And so the magnesium brain food really helps out the muscles, the heart, and the brain. The HGH stimulate has the L-arginine in it, the L-citrulline. Not only does it help out with HGH production, but it also helps out with vasodilation, increasing blood flow to every area of the body. And then the muscle blast is our full spectrum amino acid formula. It's not just the three normal branch chain amino acids you find in most of those formulas. It's a full spectrum that we actually have on the website. What we did a small clinical study to see what it did in maintaining muscle mass and maintaining basically muscle tissue, especially in older individuals that actually weren't even working out. So the product really helps you recover, and it can also help you build muscle, especially as a young kid, with providing you with the raw nutrients without adding in some of these really, really crappy pre-workouts or crappy intra-workout shakes that they have on the market now. My biggest pet peeve and why I've delved into this market over the last 10 years is when I was into bodybuilding when I was younger, I had such a hard time finding decent products that not only tasted good, but actually were good for you. Almost everything had sucralose in it, which you can look up the research on that. We have it on the website. Sucralose is a chlorocarbon under the brand name of Splenda, or they had aspartame in them under NutraSweet, which is unbelievably toxic for you. And most of them had artificial flavors and artificial colors. I've always been very sensitive to artificial colors. I can't handle them. If I have a lot of red 40 in something, my throat will actually start to get tight. Not to the point of dangerous, but it doesn't feel good. I can tell almost immediately if I eat something with red 40 in it. And I was so disappointed. I'm not going to pick on any singular restaurant, but I'm going to pick on the restaurant considering they're such a Christian value restaurant from what people say. I remember it was probably like 4 or 5 years ago, I had stopped at Chick-fil-A, and this is before I knew much about Chick-fil-A and the MSG and everything they put in the food, and I wanted to get a chocolate milkshake. It just looked good on the menu. I was like, man, I was in a hurry. I rarely ever eat fast food, and so I was like, man, I want a chocolate shake. And so I got one of the chocolate shakes, and I got one of the grilled chicken sandwiches. I plowed the sandwich down. I was driving. I was in a hurry. I had another appointment I was meeting somebody at, and so I drank the chocolate shake. I'm about halfway through the shake, I started to notice my tonsils started to get tight in the back of my throat. And I'm like, I'm not getting sick. You know, what in the world's going on? And so I drank the shake. I ended up finishing it. And I noticed I kept drinking water and my throat just had that unsettled feeling like I got exposed to red 40. I know what it is. I know my body. And so sure enough, I went on Chick-fil-A's website and I pulled up their ingredient information. And lo and behold, their chocolate milkshake, the last ingredient in it was red number 40. And I was so disappointed at that point. And then after that, I started researching all their ingredients. And I was so mad because I said, why do you have to put red 40 in a chocolate shake? Heck, I would rather have you put Hershey's chocolate syrup in it with regular sugar than I would you put red 40 in it. It's not hard to make a chocolate shake brown. You don't need red 40 in it. And I couldn't understand why they did it. And then I started to realize the ingredient list was unbelievably disgusting. And it had nothing to do with a chocolate shake. It was one of the most, I'm not going to knock them, but it's something that I don't ever recommend eating. I will never eat again. But again, that's why I started making the Muscle Blast and a few other formulas to make it for a lot of the bodybuilding community and workout community and just athletic community that wanted a product that didn't have a bunch of crap in it, that wasn't going to make you feel bad and actually fed your body and you got results from while making your body healthier at the same time, instead of taking something that may help muscle growth, but to the expense of your kidneys, like sucralose is, which is a chlorocarbon, actually calcifies your kidneys, horrible stuff. So yes, that is what I take magnesium in every single day. And then at nighttime, I will put it in a pre-bedtime shake if I drink one of those. So usually 2 to 3 times a day, Doug, is how many times I take it.
Okay. All right. And that answers my question.
Long answer to a short question.
Well, no, I mean, it's a perfect answer. Does that help with leg cramps? Let me ask you, or let me tell you
absolutely
why.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, I've got, so Mike from Michigan sent me an email wanting me to ask you about this. I don't know, he could email you, but I'll ask you this on air. Mike from Michigan, 52 years old, suffers from leg cramps at night. He works from home in an office setting, and he wants to know what's up with that, basically. So, or what he could take and what he could take to, you know, what's he deficient in that he needs to take? So,
well, Mike, if you're listening here. Yeah, right. I'll answer this one a little bit shorter. One of the first things that you have to address when you're working from office at home is you got to get up and walk around. Sedentary aspects of the body, the muscles will start to contract when they sit for long periods of time, 2, 3, 4, 5 hours. And what happens is when you stand up, the muscles basically have been contracted and they have a hard time basically unwinding, especially if you're deficient in magnesium or minerals. That being said, you also need to make sure you're drinking adequate water. One of the biggest culprits of leg cramping is dehydration. A lot of times when you're sedentary and you're sitting, you're not very active, you're not running around, you're not sweating much, so you tend to drink less water. So that's another one, making sure you're drinking at least half your body weight in fluid ounces every single day. So if you weigh 200 pounds, you need to be drinking 100 ounces of purified water. The next one is the ultimate multiple, making sure you have a full spectrum mineral balance in your body with chelated minerals that are going to be absorbable in your body and it's going to use. The ultimate multiple powder is the best. The capsules are really good as well. And then the next one would be the magnesium brain food. The magnesium brain food isn't just good for the brain. However, it does have the magnesium thionate, which is one of the only magnesiums ever to be shown in clinical studies to pass through the blood-brain barrier. Very, very important formula. But when I found out, we started carrying it, using it, I found out that it worked out incredibly well with leg cramps. Sharon's a huge testimonial of that. I've had numerous other customers tell me the same thing, and it can help out with headaches. And another thing that I found out too can help out with is sugar cravings and alcohol cravings. I've had recovering alcoholics that I've worked with on certain things, and one product that we've found that works really good is the magnesium brain food. If they start having a craving for alcohol or a craving for sugar, either one, because they're both related, a lot of people don't realize that, the same receptors that fire off on sugar cravings and alcohol cravings are very, very similar. Because alcohol converts into sugar in the body. That's one of the reasons why it's so very addictive, and along with the dopamine trigger because of the alcohol. But the magnesium brain food does a fantastic job at helping out with that craving. Even if you just mix it in, you know, a 12, 15, 16 ounce glass of water, drink a big glass of water with it, sip it while you're working, that can help out. But yes, making sure you got adequate water, the ultimate multiple, the magnesium, and making sure you're getting adequate movement and exercise, all those can help out significantly with the leg cramping, Doug.
Okay, I appreciate that. And Mike from Michigan, there you go. And my job's done on that. And by the way, I suffered from that for a while. And you're right, hydration, movement, you know, moving around, as well as nutritional supplementation, including and especially magnesium, did help me. I haven't had a leg cramps in a long time. So, but what you said about Chick-fil-A and all, the entirety of restaurants and the entirety of things.
Yeah.
You know, okay, so consider this, folks. Okay, St. Fauci, the guy that is the head of NIAID, the guy that's tasked really with making sure the health of America is positive. Consider this. The Fauci generation, children born after his elevation to the NIAID presidential suite there, is the sickest generation in American history and has made Americans among the least healthy citizens on the planet. Fauci, his subservience to big agriculture, big food, big pharma, has left our children just drowning in a toxic soup of pesticide residues, corn syrup, high fructose corn syrup, and processed foods, food colorings, food dyes unnecessarily, while also serving the children, that is, serving as pincushions for 69 mandated vaccines, vaccine doses by age 18. None of them have been properly tested for safety. When Fauci did take office, and I'm going to turn it back over to you, America was still ranked among the world's healthiest populations. Yet this past August, a study by the Commonwealth Fund ranked America's healthcare system dead last among industrialized nations, with the highest infant mortality rate and the lowest life expectancy rate. And I'll add this. Under Fauci's leadership, you know, he had one job, has one friggin' job. And that's the, if you work for the National Institute of Allergies and Infectious Diseases, okay, you make sure that you're allergic and autoimmune and such chronic illnesses, that should be your attention in that position. Well, under his leadership, the allergic, autoimmune, and chronic illnesses that Congress specifically charged him with handling to investigate and prevent have mushroomed to afflict 54% of children, which is up from 12.8% when he took over NIAID in 1984. That's a whole lot of information. So there you go for St. Fauci. This is why we need health masters, because we're not getting it in our food. We're getting poisoned by all the crap that's out there. And if you go to Walmart to buy your nutritional supplements, good luck with that, because you're getting whatever toxic goo that stuff is. So healthmasters.com, folks, if you do nothing else today and this weekend, please, 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 please take care of yourself. Order from healthmasters.com. To you, sir.
Absolutely, Doug. And, you know, the thing that I think has been so frustrating to me, and when I started, I've said this repeatedly, but I'm going to say it again, when I realized the entire thing with COVID was a complete total sham, not that the virus wasn't real, they didn't brew this thing up in Wuhan, but the entire concept, the entire theory, the entire lie about the entire story, the narrative, all of it was a sham, was when not one point in time did bobblehead Fauci get up and say, you know what, we don't know what this virus is going to do. My best option to everybody right now is make sure you're staying away from the high processed sugar foods, really limit your fast food intake, try not to be eating a bunch of dairy and sugar. It's going to lower your immune system. Make sure you're taking anything that we clinically know have been shown, like vitamin C and D3, to bolster your immune system. Make sure you're getting adequate fresh air and exercise, and we'll be in this together and we'll get through it. Not one point in time did he even infer or imply that that was something that America should do. It was simply shelter in place, be a peasant, put a muzzle on like you're a dog, and wait for us to tell you what your next move can be, because obviously this is for your protection and you can't do anything unless we give you permission. And that's when I realized this was all about control and exerting dominance over the entire population, because the things that we've known for decades, like the research on D3 and what it does with the macrophage and how it prevents basically viral loads from building, and the replication cycle, and what we know with zinc, and what we know with vitamin C, and intravenous vitamin C research, and N-acetylcysteine, and what it does for the lungs. This is all old school stuff. The supplements that we sell are obviously the brand new formulas as far as that we put together, and they're high end, and it's super high quality, but the research with these actual ingredients, this stuff goes all the way back to the 60s and 70s and 80s, some of the stuff. And so this isn't one of these novel things where we're like, we're just coming up with a bathtub remedy. Hey, drink this concoction. It may kill you. It may help you. We're not really sure. But we're going to go with that. It was the fact that nobody wanted to address any of the main topics that we know were tried and true to at least help the immune system. It was basically sit and hurry up and wait until we tell you what you can do and when we have a vaccine released. And I knew as soon as they started talking about the virus, they're immediately going to have it. We talked about it. I said, they haven't even talked about a vaccine yet, and they're already going to have a vaccine rolling out in the next couple months. And sure enough, they did. And one thing that was interesting, this is a topic that got brought up from MEP Nicholas Fest. He was the European Parliament German MEP. And what's interesting about this, I saw him hit the floor this week, and he discussed what was going on with the vaccine deaths in Germany. And this, I'll read you a quote from him. This is a very interesting. He's on the floor, and he brings this up. He's on the floor of the European Parliament, and he demands that instead of jabbing more people, that they examine the efficacy and side effects and death in connection with the vaccinations. He goes on to say the vaccinated have a particularly higher viral load, which is a fact, which means for a vulnerable group, it's obviously safer if you're visited by unvaccinated people. He said, so now we want the entire world to be vaccinated. Naturally, one wonders why, because up until now, the reasons have all been either wrong or misleading. At first, they said only the vulnerable groups need to be vaccinated. Then people over 60 and so forth need to be vaccinated. And then now everybody over 18 needs to be vaccinated. And now everybody 5 and up needs to be vaccinated, who's not even a group that registers on a graph. The deaths have been so low in Germany and Europe, but yet 5-year-old and up need this. He goes, essentially, then we said the vaccination rate needed to be at 70% to reach herd immunity. We all heard that lie. He said, now it said the vaccination rate needs to be 100%. The peak of this absurdity is that the unvaccinated are a danger to the vaccinated. This is something that has never been addressed before and has never happened. And then he goes on to say something here. He said the new rationale to be heard here now is, since the first two vaccinations have totally failed, we should urgently tell people they need to be vaccinated a third time when the vaccine is going to fail, just like the last two did the first time around. That's really, really smart. Basically, he laughs. And he goes on to say, now, according to him, 48 deaths in Germany have now been directly linked to the vaccine. These aren't just in the vaccine adverse event reporting systems. He said there have been 48 cases now that have been autopsied and ruled that the vaccine was the primary cause of death in Germany. The RNA shot was. And he goes on to say something that's pretty interesting. And he goes, if a company like Pepsi or any other company were to put a product on the market and 48 people died in Germany within the first year, and there was an autopsy proving Pepsi killed those 48 people, we wouldn't talk about whether or not we should or shouldn't distribute this product to the entire world, much less even allow it on the market, much less mandate everybody to drink Pepsi. And it's a topic that everybody's ignoring. Why is it this product is killing people left and right? Myocarditis is like 600% higher than normal. Pericarditis is through the roof. Blood clots are through the roof. Heart attacks are astronomical right now. Cardiac events are going through the roof. You got young adults over in Europe that are football players. There's been like 30 or 40 of them that have like collapsed and died now on the field while they're playing after they've been vaccinated. Nobody wants to address this, and I brought it up on our show earlier this week. Does anybody remember when Chipotle basically got busted because from 2015 to 2018, 1,100 people allegedly got sick across 14 states, and the FDA came in and said, well, they weren't using proper cleaning practices, and that's why 1,100 people got food poisoning. So not only did they fine Chipotle $25 million, they made them take every single Chipotle facility in those 14 states and completely whitewash them. Every food got thrown away. The entire building had to basically get decontaminated. They had to get all new food that had to come in and get fully tested. And then they had all new protocols and FDA individuals that monitor what was going on over there. That's because allegedly 1,100 people got food poisoning in over a four-year period. We've got tens of thousands of people that are already dead in this country right now on the vaccine adverse event reporting system via the CDC. And yet we're telling you, not only is it still on the market, not only are we still allowing it to be distributed and manufactured, we're telling you, you got to get it or we're going to fire your ass from your job and not let you work because, well, it's science because, you know, the first two didn't work. Well, the third one may work. Well, actually, the third one's not working either. So now we need the Omicron variant booster that's not going to work. And they've now looked at the research. Within about 25% of your immune system gets grenaded with every shot. The doctor figured that out. I forgot his name. I talked about it on the show prior. He did blood work. The first guy that he tested, no shot, did blood work, immune system great. Got the first shot of the Pfizer, immune system basically had a huge, huge bump up as far as in a viral load, like it was being attacked. And then by the time he got the second shot after that, his immune system completely plummeted. Now they're expecting the third booster shot to do that even further. By the fourth booster shot, they're expecting almost a complete and total failure of the immune system in individuals that are actually getting the true shot and not getting a placebo or getting saline. And my doctor friend, I think you know him too, he's out there in Kansas City, Missouri. He's been doing full testing with the PCR test, not isolating COVID, but looking at everything. Because he said he's got about 85% of the individuals that have been coming that are vaccinated now aren't testing positive for COVID, and they're not testing positive for the flu. They're testing positive for strep. They're testing positive for pneumonia. They're having all these health problems, fully vaccinated. And he said a lot of them, it appears, they can't even fight off basic bacterial infections that they're getting exposed to right now because their immune system is so downregulated. Now, whether or not we're going to be able to replicate this study further, he's trying to do it right now. I'm waiting on more tests to come back. But it's the exact theory that we came up with from the beginning, and we're seeing it now put into existence with reality, exactly what we were thinking. But yet now, they're doubling down. I saw bumbling buffoon Biden. When he came out, he said Joe Biden earlier is now claiming that 98% of Americans need to be vaccinated before we return to normal. Well, obviously we know that's total bunk because I can't wait for the 98% to now blame us 2% that we're still the cause why they're all getting sick and dying. You know, it's not going to end, Doug, until everybody says no. And not even everybody, just a decent portion of the population. I've said this to repeated people. I said, listen, it's okay if you got played. It's okay if you made mistakes. If you got the jab and you didn't know much about it, we all make mistakes. I get it. The thing about being a grown adult that has concrete rational thought is once you get the information and you realize you made a mistake or you made a bad move or you made a bad investment, you take a step back and say, okay, I'm not going to do this again. That was a bad decision. It didn't play out right. I'm not getting good effects from this at all. I need to address this, and I'm going to kind of wait and play it out and see what happens. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing and getting the same results and expecting something different. People are getting the shot and getting sick, and then they're going, well, I better get the booster shot to protect me more. They get the booster shot and they get sicker, and now they're going to go, well, I need to get the Omicron Transformer variant now, and that'll basically help out and fix everything. Newsflash, they're going to do this until they kill as many people as they can. It's not hard to figure this out, Doug. It's right in front of us. The numbers are there. The research is there. The doctors are there. People are bringing this up all over the world now. We just have to open people's eyes up and say, hey, this is what's happening. If you got played, it's okay. Now make the decisions. It's going to be best for you and your family, Doug.
You know, very well said. And we've seen this happen before in history. Folks, and Austin, remember the run-up to the first Gulf War, okay? George H.W. Bush was it the first Gulf War? Well, the run-up to the Iraq War. That I can, with certainty, I can speak about. Bush was talking about a possible smallpox bioweapon. I don't know how many people remember that. Okay, a potential small, and by the way, that's back in the news again this week. I've seen a number of people saying, hey, watch out for smallpox. It, you know, could come back because of the stockpiles in the U.S. and Russia. Even though it's been eradicated since 1977, but I'm gonna just bounce this off of you, Austin. In that run up to the Iraq War, W, of course, President Bush at the time, what he desired to inoculate to vaccinate the entire U.S. population. I don't know how many people remember that. There was in association with PNAC and such. Okay. Now, the smallpox vaccine that they had at the time was known to be highly, and let me get the word right, reactogenic. When the vaccine was given to healthcare workers and first responders, this is back now in 2003. Again, remember, that this is, I'm sorry, not the first Gulf War, but the subsequent to 9/11. Episodes of heart failure, heart attacks, myocarditis, and death quickly mounted. Doctors and nurses learned that they could not sue for damages of injured if they were injured by this in the injection. And at first, there was no federal compensation either, so they began refusing to take the shot. Now, so where have we heard this before, or where are we hearing this now? The myocarditis, the pericarditis, all of these adverse events. So, and one more thing, I mentioned this earlier in the week. The Clinton regime continued to stockpile a lot of smallpox vaccines, and Congress allotted money for a compensation program, but the maximum award was only $250,000 for a permanent disability or death after distributing some 40 million inoculations. There was this huge wave. And again, you got to go back to 2003. And this is not because the big pharma, they don't want you to know this. It's kind of censored. It's kind of written out of history. But there was a wave of alarming injuries that caused the government to abandon the project's civilian arm, not the military arm. Hang on about that in just a second. The military continued to vaccinate with the smallpox vaccine. This vaccine was untested, unapproved. It was catastrophic, actually. The vaccine caused symptoms caused symptomatic myocarditis in one out of every 216 soldiers and subclinical myocarditis in one in 35 soldiers. That, according to a 2015 U.S. Army study. And guess what? You know, the Gulf War syndrome, the smallpox injections from that time period, the one thing that they have in common, or what Gulf War syndrome has in common with the people suffering from that, is the smallpox vaccine given out during that time period. And there it is, man. So back to you, sir.
Then you take it a step further too, and you go back into after the Iraq invasion and the whole thing with the anthrax vaccine.
Yep.
That basically that went into that, and they made it mandatory, and people were getting court-martialed. I actually talked about on our show at the beginning of this week with the anthrax vaccine and officers getting court-martialed. They said, no, dude, people are dying from this stuff. And then they finally got an injunction, a court order against the DOD, I think, in like 2004, 2005. They basically said, dude, the anthrax shot doesn't even work. It's not effective against inhaled anthrax, and it's causing way more side effects than it can even prevent possibly, and they put an injunction on it. History again repeats itself in 2021. And now we have the United States military with the DOD earlier this week now coming out and saying that the COVID injection is mandatory for everybody to get in the United States military. No ifs, ands, buts, exceptions, even reserve. They have to get the shot. And you're seeing a pushback. And now, in my opinion, I think with this level of tyranny that they're pushing onto the U.S. military, I think it's very clear now that is designed to destabilize the U.S. military. I think they're doing this in order to make a fallout as big as they can, because even with the anthrax and the smallpox, it was primarily with individuals who were going into these areas and were being exposed to the same thing with anthrax. If they were going to be exposed into an area, they had to get injected with it. This is beyond that, Doug. This is every single military service member in the entire world, including reservists, have to be injected with a clot shot that's RNA gene therapy that's never even been used for long-term research studies at all. Skipped all long-term trials. Skipped all of them. Skipped everything. And now we're saying every single person, doesn't matter. If you got a desk job in Florida as a recruiter, you basically have to get injected, and the shot doesn't protect you and it doesn't prevent you from spreading it. All it does is it may possibly lessen your symptoms. It's baloney. It's highest level. Needs to be in the supermarket with the other Oscar Mayer deli meat. That's where this idea belongs. It belongs nowhere in reality. And that's what's so troubling and frustrating to me, is to see what's going on with this. Now, Greece, they're coming out now. They're saying everybody's mandated in Greece to get the injection by, I think, next month. And if they're not, they don't get it, 60-year-old and up, they get fined like 100 euros a month. In perpetuity, forever, they got to pay 100 euro tax so they don't get the shot. Australia now, they've gone out, and there's big form that they've had on there. Like Prime Minister, I talked about earlier, if you don't get the shot by February 1st, you get fined like $2,500, and you can have up to 4 months in jail, 4 weeks in jail, excuse me. The second time you will not get the shot, you get fined like $4,000 or $5,000, and you can go more jail time. That was so funny, that video you played with the minister, whoever that guy was, where he's sitting there so hard, getting so mad against people that are calling his ass out on national television and putting out true news. These people, this fake news, they're from Florida in the basement. They're coming up with conspiracy theories. And I'm like, bro, you're trying so hard to discredit us. Here's the thing you always know. Anytime something's not accurate, anytime somebody's talking crap about you, anytime that somebody's really just coming up with bogus BS, you never address them because it's not true and you don't have to address it. It's bogusville. It's like, whatever, I'm not going to bring it up. These guys are morons. Everybody knows they're morons. But when you got to go on global national television like that and you got to try to rebuttal, you got to rebuttal people in Florida and the United States and Canada for putting out disinformation about what's really happening, when you got indigenous individuals and Australian citizens in their own country putting videos out talking about what they're doing and how horrific the conditions are and how insanely restrictive they are, and videos of the Australian police running down streets, shooting people in the face with pepper balls because they're standing outside without a mask on and they're told to stay inside for their protection. You have to wonder if anybody else takes this man seriously in that country, because obviously a lot of people are still listening to it. But I think at the point now, Doug, I think a lot of Australian residents are going, dude, like, we need help. And what's crazy to me, you know, anybody in Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria, Libya, oh, we got to go liberate that country. They've got a dictator. You know, we got to promote democracy. We're going to go invade that country and shoot them in the face because it's for their protection. It's for democracy. Of course, it's always for resources. But it's funny how not a single other country in the entire world has brought up anything that's going on in Australia and said, listen, you guys might be overstepping your bounds a little bit here. And the primary reason why is the COVID narrative's up. the vast majority of people that are awake, they know the COVID narrative's up. It's done. People have realized it now. Majority of people aren't buying it. But as long as the media keeps lying and they stand their ground on the lie and they will not come off of it, they're going to keep pushing it. Even when they boldface do it in your face right in front of you and then tell you they didn't do it, they're going to hold their ground on it because that's what lying pieces of crap do. When you're dealing with a pathological, sadistic liar, you learn this from psychology, they operate in their own realm of lunacy. They operate in their own little realm of nonsense. And it doesn't matter. They'll boldface do things right in front of you. They'll slap you in the face and they'll go, "I didn't slap you in the face. Oh, that was, you made that up. That was a dream. You didn't do that. I didn't do that." They'll slap you in the face again. "I didn't do that, bro. I didn't slap you. You're making stuff up. Why are you talking crazy?" And that's what pathological, sadistic individuals do. And that's exactly what we're dealing with right now. We're not dealing with normal Christian American people that really want to value society. We're dealing with sadistic communists that their main overall goal is overthrowing the United States population as a republic and instituting their world communist regime where you will have nothing and you will like it because they control, dominate, and basically make everybody submit to their very word. And my answer is nope. Nope. Not going to comply with that. Not going to deal with that. And it's funny. I have so many people now, and I'm sure you have too, over the last year. And they went, "Man, I realize now why you were so militant about the mask last year."
Yep.
I said, "Catch my drift? You understand why I acted like that? It wasn't because I like to show my butt in public. A lot of people know who I am. I don't like to get giant arguments and be threatened, trespass, warned because I'm trying to shop at a store. I don't like that. I don't enjoy that. It was horrible to me. I was constantly just irritated all the time. But I told people, I said, I am not going to muzzle my face as a healthy, grown man. The only reason you need to wear a mask under any circumstances if you have to go in public and you have a cough and you know you're sick. But individuals who are not sick and they're extremely healthy and they're asymptomatic, if they want to claim of that, have no reason in putting on a mask. It's counterproductive and it's unbelievably unhealthy to do that for long periods of time." And I have people argue with me. They go, "Well, doctors wear the mask while they're in the operating room." Doctors don't wear the mask in the operating room to keep you from infecting them or keep them from infecting you. They do it so they don't get any saliva in the body cavities that they're opening up, they're cutting into. That's all they're doing it for. It has nothing to do with viral protection or protecting you against a mysterious virus. It's all making sure they keep the room fully sanitized and they have full-blown protocols. So if you ever watch them, even on movies, and they scrub down. They got to put the gloves on. They got to get the gowns on. Everybody else is scrubbed down. They get scrubbed down afterwards. They can't touch anything. Everything is sterile. If they touch their mask with their hand, bam, everything starts over again. But yet a five-year-old in early elementary school has got to keep a mask on his face 8 hours a day and can't take it off. It's because it's for his protection. Because you need to make sure you protect the teachers. It's nauseating and it's ignorant at the very best. And it's time everybody start saying something about it and stop complying with the stupidity that is infected our American culture, Doug.
Well, you know, Austin, I had to put my protection back on there, okay, because you were talking about, you know, conspiracy theories. And you made reference to Michael Gunner, the chief premier of Australia's Northern Territory, who earlier this week had triggered a military operation to round up the Aboriginal tribes and place them into quarantine facilities, one in particular called Howard Springs, and there was an escape. And it was amazing. And by the way, that video, this gunner became furious at people who questioned his decision. And said that the native people, the Aborigines, wanted to be in that camp. Of course,
yeah.
You know, and those saying otherwise were are conspiracy theorists, you know, and living in their parents' basements in Florida, like you. But seriously, so what I see happening here again, they're losing their narrative. With your permission, by the way, healthmasters.com, Doug5 is a coupon code, good throughout the weekend, please, except for sale items. Don't try no sale items because they're already razor-thin margins. But clip three, give me your take on this because, again, they're losing the narrative, so they're doubling, tripling down, and actually these people are lunatic psychos. Go ahead and play clip three.
Lord knows what happened if you didn't partake. But back then, anyone who refused to get vaccinated would get ratted out immediately because we knew that person could hurt other people. The Commonweal was a Commonweal. Now we're engaged in a similar struggle with COVID, and Eisenhower would be aghast. We have immunocompromised people who are incubators for every variant to come, walking around lawfully unvaccinated? That's psychotic. We have companies that have tried hard to get people vaccinated and now backing down. We have governors who want to be president by grandstanding on a foolish state's right issue, the right to get sick and get other people sick. So it's time to admit that we have to go to war against COVID. Require vaccination universally. Have the military run it. If you don't want to get vaccinated, you better be ready to prove your conscientious objector status in court. And even then, you need to help in the war effort by staying home until we finally beat this thing.
What a bunch of psychotic crap that is, Jim Crane.
Conscientious objector status. Wow, I haven't heard that one yet. And you need to stay at home. Basically, if you don't want to take the shot, you need to live in your house for the rest of your life until we tell you the war's over. Conscientious objector status. What a clown. Wow.
But see, that reeks to me, Austin. Tell me, doesn't that reek of desperation to you?
It does. You can almost see it in his show and numerous other shows. The same thing with the guy in Australia that you played earlier on the show. You can see that it's like they're trying everything they can, every option. You go, they'll let the military handle it. Let them vaccinate everybody. Let them handle it. So we're now saying that we openly want to have a military operation on U.S. soil to go around and vaccinate people against their will. And you need to go to court to prove you're a conscientious objector and stay at your home. I mean, what level of the Constitution are they missing? I guess all of it. Yeah. And what's crazy about this is here's the concept that I have. I get their argument, their very small argument. It only has a small amount. They say, well, it's for everybody else's protection. You're going to do this to protect other people. You know, you're doing it because you want to be conscientious to society. But then the million-dollar question is that, what happens when you have 100% vaccination rate, like a lot of countries do, including Madrid and almost in Israel, and people are still getting unbelievably sick with COVID that are fully vaccinated? That concept then throws completely logic out the window because then they flip it up and they go, well, if you're not vaccinated, I'm not protected. Well, I feel like people have completely forgotten what the actual definition and what the ideology of a vaccine is. A vaccine is designed to expose you against a certain pathogen or virus in this case, and your body's supposed to build an immunity towards it, so then you can no longer catch that virus any further. The concept that an individual that is unvaccinated or is vaccinated is somehow some larger carrier to each other completely takes the definition of vaccine out of the status, because if you're technically vaccinated, it doesn't matter if you're around somebody that is deathly ill with COVID and they're coughing in your face. You're not going to get it. The same thing that happens with chickenpox. When you catch chickenpox, which I did when I was younger, I'm not going to get chickenpox ever again. Natural immunity boosted it up for me. And that's the biggest thing I have with the argument that is refused to be talked about. And Rand Paul has brought this up. Why has nobody brought up the discussion of natural immunity? This is the first time in recorded history where a viral infection on somebody and building antibodies, which has clearly been documented now, massive antibody spike against COVID and natural immunity against COVID, is completely ignored. Completely ignored. And it does not matter how high your antibody level is, how good your system is, how strong your immune system is. You still need to get vaccinated against something you already had. I said this before. I said, do you know how stupid people would think you are if you came out and you said, I got chickenpox. I have natural immunity to chickenpox. I show my blood work. I have antibodies to chickenpox. Well, you need to get the vaccine for chickenpox or else you can make me sick with chickenpox because you're not vaccinated. You go, that doesn't make any sense. I already have antibodies to it. If you have antibodies to it because your vaccine works, we're both in the same boat and we're in a good place. But if your vaccine doesn't work because it sucks and it's not a vaccine, it's RNA gene therapy designed to ruin your immune system, now here's the kicker. Now I understand why you're so mad. you made a bad mistake, you're getting sick, your vaccine doesn't work, and now you're mad at everybody else because they didn't make your same piss-poor decisions. That's the root cause of what we're starting to see now, Doug, and why there's so much anger towards the unvaccinated group. They made the dumbass mistake, they've got to live with the consequences, and now they're mad that we chose freedom and natural immunity over tyranny and forced RNA injection, and now they want us to sit in their same demise because they made bad decisions. That's the root cause if you really want to get down to the nitty-gritty on it.
Good points, all, I've got to say. Very well stated, too. And what you were talking about hey, I received my injections, boosters, and all that, but you've got to get yours, is kind of like saying, hey, you know what? Put your coat on so I don't get cold.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't make any sense whatsoever. So that's where we're at with this. But I think, again, I think that the globalists or the party of Davos, the really the satanic cabal of these really evil people, I really believe they're losing the narrative. And I think that you know, that they're running scared. I mean, people have people are seeing what's taking place. And the big objective, too, I think, is, you know, everyone's going to have a digital ID, digital pass. Surveillance state will be 100%. And I think this week, I think we've proved that through our programs as well as yours. By the way, Austin Brower, healthmasters.com. Make sure you listen to his program, him and his dad, every weekday. The link is on the webpage, healthmasters.com. Click the blue area there, and you can listen to the latest show, dig down into for the archives. It's on Global Star Satellite Radio. I'm telling you what, it's a great informational download. I only have so many programs I can listen to, but that's one that I do every day. And if I miss a day, I go back and listen to it. That's healthmasters.com, as well as the products right there. Products. And look at that. The magnesium brain food is on sale. So take advantage of that. And the products that are not on sale, Doug 5 will get you 5% off this weekend only. That's Doug 5, D-O-U-G 5, for products not on sale. But folks, do yourself a favor. Get healthy. Build up your immune system. And make sure you are taking D3, K2. That's one product. And make sure you're taking C, zinc, by the way, with D3, K2. And also, if you feel really, really ambitious, and I know you do, make sure you have some food put aside. Their food buckets, I don't know how long they're going to last. So make sure you take advantage of that. So that's healthmasters.com, Doug 5, for all non-sale items. And Austin, we've got about 3 minutes left. I really appreciate you hanging with me the entire show because it's always fun. We have a good time together. We really do.
Absolutely. No, it's been a great show. Yeah, and also, too, if anybody saw, everybody voted on it, and the product of the week, the Ultimate Multiple Capsules, it won. And so that won 15% off right now as product of the week. So be sure to check that out as well. Right. And, yeah, I encourage everybody, you know, to make sure you got some backup food supplies. If you don't want to get our organic food buckets or our meat buckets, that's fine. I mean, I appreciate the support of Health Masters. We have some of the highest quality ones here, but I get some people on a real tight budget. If you got to just stack up beans and rice together and store them properly, or you're simply trying to get canned food, I get it. But you have to have some backup supplies because food, in my opinion, with what they're doing with the fuel right now, what they're doing with the gas pipelines, what they're doing with the food supply, everybody's seeing the food supplies going through the roof. You go to the supermarket right now, I mean, it's getting expensive. It's getting real expensive real fast. And that's why we tried our best to keep our prices as low as possible on the food buckets, including the meat buckets, until the last price increase we just had. A lot of people took advantage of that, but it's going nowhere but up. And eventually it's going to get so expensive, the government's going to step in and start doing food subsidies and giving people free handouts to keep people under further control. In my opinion, that's the overall goal. So that's why you got to have supplies, and you need to have the security to maintain those supplies along with the training and backup security on a regular basis to know what you have in your arsenal and your security stash and your comm stash to know how to handle stuff appropriately if the need arises to do so, Doug.
Absolutely. Very well said. And again, Austin, thank you so very much. We're at the end of the end of the episode. I want to thank you so much for hanging with me the entire show. It's always a pleasure with you. I always learn something and more than something with you on. And I appreciate you and I appreciate Health Masters.
Thank you, my friend. It's been awesome. Have a great weekend.
All right. Folks, that was Austin Brower, healthmasters.com. Take advantage of the Doug5 coupon code as we enter into the weekend. I'm going to tell you right now, it's been a really just one of those weeks, right? You look back and look at everything that's happened from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, today. I mean, you can't make any of this stuff up, but we told you it was coming. It's here now. Now we have to fight. Look, the globalists know that that people are starting to wake up. At least, I want to say a lot of people are starting to wake up. The people who threaten their agenda, and remember, their agenda is this 2030 UN 2030 agenda. Okay, we threaten them. So, it's a very dangerous time in history. So please prepare, be prepared, pray, prepare. Patreon meeting, another P. Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Look forward to seeing you there. Appreciate your support. May God bless each and every one of you. Have a great night. Have a great weekend.